Beginning on Kuf Pei Gimel, Vayidaber Elikim is Kol Hadvarim Ha'Ela. So he asks the question, what was the purpose of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam saying all the Dibris in one statement if nobody can hear it? Then what's more is the fact that Klal Yisrael would not be able to receive the Dibris and hear them all, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's destined to happen. So what's the purpose in doing it in this way? So he said, in that first paragraph, beginning Amnam, that the mission of a person who is studying Torah is not for the information of Torah alone, but to be able to delve in, or to be required to delve into the letters of Torah, because each letter is a heichel. Each letter is literally a dwelling place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells, and a person therefore should cleave to the letters of Torah and to the infinite presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's present in the letters of the Torah. And that should be a person's focus while he is studying Torah, and then the Yetzirah cannot have access. So that's the meaning of the Chazal that says, "Im pogabach menovel zev," this lowlife, referring to the Yetzirah, hooks up, attacks you, mashcheil the bismedesh, drag him into the bismedesh, and im even, if he's a rock, he'll melt. So he asks, that the commentaries ask, why do Chazal use mashcheil the beis hamedesh? Why don't they just say, go study Torah? So he said that the issue is that the bias is the inside of something. And a person can become enthralled with the external brilliance of Torah, and then Torah will not equip them against the Yetzirah. It's only if a person goes lebeis hamedrash, goes into the internal meaning of the learning, meaning to find Hashem who's concealed in the Torah, only then will the person be able to use the Torah as a method against fighting the Yetzirah. Now turn the page, Kuf Pei Dalet. So he said, with this we can understand another Chazal. The Chazal say that every day the Torah should be chadoshim, like it should be new. So he said, how can that be? The Torah is thousands of years old. How could a person see it as being new? So he said, based upon this, what's new about it, when he first introduced this concept that the Nachash HaKadmoni, the serpent of Gan Eden, the Zohar says, implanted within Chava a Zohama, a poison. And when a person studies Torah, he's given the power to eradicate that poison. So at Maimed Har Sinai, it was removed in total. They went back to being in the stage that they were before the Nachash ever put the poison into them. But once they sinned with the eagle, they went back to the original pre-Matan Torah stage. And as a result, every person needs to remove that poison little by little. How? By studying Torah and cleaving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then he's able to, through the study of Torah, he can rid himself of that original poison. So now we're going to begin with Vizehu. It's the left-hand column of Kuf Pei Dalet. Vizehu Shamar Chazal, Yud Varecha Divrei Torah Be'enecha Kichadoshim. This is what Chazal say, that the words of Torah should be in your eyes like they are new. Upirish, and that means ki kamoi b'shas matan Torah, just like at matan Torah, poskemem hazohama b'maimed Har Sinai, the poison was removed from them at the revelation at Sinai. Rak b'cheta egil chazul tumas and yeshana, but at the sin of the golden calf, they went back to their old tumah. Lechein gam ato, similarly now, b'chol yoyim v'yoyim, each individual day, Yirlisaken ma'at ma'at. The person should work little by little. Sheyivsek hazohama mimekra. That the poison should be uprooted and removed from us. Kimoy b'shas matan Torah. Just like it was at the giving of the Torah. Kimoy shahayu chadoshim. Vayinivsek mimcha hazohama ayidei hizdabgusha ba'orin soif. Just like at Matan Torah, the novelty was that the poison was removed through the Dveikus with the infinite light, which is Mispashit, it suffuses the letters. Kain Gam Ato, so too now, even though we don't have the full-blown power of a Maimed Har Sinai, Ato Tasekein. That's what you should do now. The only distinction is that now, since Maimed Har Sinai, we can't do it all at once, like we were able to experience at the time of the revelation. There it happened all at one moment. But now, now we need to rectify it a little bit each day. Ad bias mashiachenu b'meher b'yameinu till Mashiach comes. Powerful words coming up. Ki b'zeh toloi keitz bias mashiachenu. This is what's holding up the coming of Mashiach. Ad sheyich lekol hazuhama v'tumas hanachash, until we rid ourselves totally of the poison and the impurity of the nachash. How? This is the method. The method of eradicating the poison which is preventing Mashiach from coming. The method is through the study and toil of Torah. Ulechein, magnificent. Ulechein nikra Torah Teshia. Chazal tell us that the Torah is called Teshia. Now generally we translate Teshia from a language of salvation. Say Chazal, no. Rather, Shematesh es koichesh alavim. The reason it's called Teshia is because it weakens people. Now, he says, Imayoyis shigam lefi pshut eshel dover hu emes. No question that even on the simple level, no question, Shemachlish koich haguf. Torah weakens the body. So that's why all these Tamid HaChachamim look so feeble. But what's more important, he says, Oid. But in a more important way, we can interpret according to the way we're understanding now, is that it weakens the external power, because it is our physicality that prevents us from serving Hashem. But if a person studies Torah with dveikus means to cleave to the infinite light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that exists within the letters of Torah, and that's the way a person learns Torah, is nasim in achayim etzuri, he's able to transform the physicality into spirituality. As a result, v'nechlash koyach hachumri sheba adam, a person weakens their physical power, the physical drive, to distance himself from physical things that drag the person down, by his studying Torah each day, the person will slowly, little by little, rectify this aspect of life. The chaymer, which drags him away from serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, next paragraph. So that's how he explains, B'chol yimiyah divrei Torah b'enecha kichadoshim. Why? How is it new? Because each day it is exposing a new level of one's being able to remove himself from the chumrius, from the poison of the nachash. V'yini Amar Chazal. In addition, Chazal tell us b'mesechta Shabbos minayin le'netreke min ha-Torah. Where do we know the concept of neitreke? Neitreke is an acronym. Shenemer Anoichi, because in the Aseres HaDibris, the Torah says Anoichi. And Anoichi is an acronym for Ano Nafshik Savis Yehavis. Hashem says, I gave my soul, I wrote it, I gave it. The explanation of this is the illusion to teach us. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was constricted his Shechina into the letters of Torah. That aspect of Hashem that exists within Torah is called Nafshei Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's called the soul of Hashem. Where do you see such a concept? K'mesha Omar, V'yodam l'nefesh chaya. The Pasuk says, and man became a nefesh chaya, v'targum unklus. So unklus says, l'ruach memalala, that he became a speaking being. Shediburo yishol HaKadosh Baruch Hu shoychin b'toich ha'oisiyas ha'ksuv b'toich. He says, therefore, it is clear that it is the speech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that dwells within the Oisiyas that are written in Torah. Now he's really giving an explanation here into how we go about this level of Dveikus, this level of connection that he's been teaching. For this reason, Hashem gave himself, he spoke all of the Dibris, even though the mouth can't speak this and the ears can't hear this. Rakalikim Osa, Hashem did this Birdei Shiyuchlov Yislabish Ur Ziv Shinose Bchala Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this in order that it will be included and enclosed his infinite light Bchala Torah Ubchala Yisya Gdashim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted his presence to infuse all the letters of Torah and every aspect of Torah, not only in the written law, but when it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke all the Dibris, that means that he infused the entirety of Torah, of the written law, and of the oral law, with this infinite light. Because the ultimate purpose of Torah was not going to be just the knowledge of Torah. The ultimate purpose of Torah would be to give the Jew the ability to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke all of Torah in one deeper meaning. Speaking is the infusion of his presence into all those letters, so that anytime a Jew wants to access any one of those letters, what he's accessing is the infinite light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Hashem put into those words. That very process that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to speak all of Torah in one dibur was so that when we go later on and want to approach Torah, that what we're looking for is the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's in the Torah. Ezekiel Lach says, B'nayim Hashem, the Jew will have the ability to gaze at the sweetness of Hashem, v'ziv kod sheli davik b'yisbarach, to cleave to Hashem, v'yosem el love, and to give us the ability to remove from us tumas nachash kechaysav, the impurity of the snake, and everything that he threw in with it, you know, that came with his package. U'b'zeh yivayim Hashem chazal. With this we could also understand a phenomenal chazal and a very fundamental concept in Yiddishkeit. It says, "Be'inyan esek ha-Torah shetzorach shiyia lishma." It says about the study of Torah that the study of Torah is supposed to be lishma. Ve'amra b'loshen nekeva. It says lishma for her sake. Lishma. What is this? Simon Hey Nikeva, right? Not Lishmai, but with a hey, which suggests the female. Le'amr Lishmai, wouldn't we say that one should study the Torah for Hashem's sake? Lishmai. Why Lishma? Shari Tzorach Le'amr Laman Shmai Yizbarach. Why wouldn't it be for his sake if we're supposed to learn it for Hashem's sake? However, he says, well, Pidrach Einava, based upon this introduction, Nu chal nefarish, we can explain the mashanem of loshen nekevom. The reason that it's said in the feminine is the koyach chavo. We are learning Torah for her sake, for chavo. Shari bo hitil hanochash hazuhama, because it was in her that the nochash put in the poison. V'nidbak b'chol ha'olam b'shvil shiyotzu mechalotzeo. And that poison was placed into the entire world because we all come from her. So as a result, we, who are her descendants, we have this Zuhama. Okay, however, when we stood at Sinai, so the poison ceased. However, in the sin of the calf, chazav nidbak banu, it came back. V'tzrichem anachnu el atikon, we need to rectify it. Ayidei esek ha-Torah kamo, through the study of Torah, as we have said. So he says, magnificent. V'zehu she'omru, therefore Chazal say, she'ilmed ha-Torah lishma, that we should learn the Torah lishma for her name, for her sake. Pirish l'shem ha-zuhama, to get rid of the poison. She'etel nachash b'chava, that the nachash put into chava la'frida mimenu, to separate it from her. V'ze ike kavanaseinu, look at that line. V'ze ike kavanaseinu b'limud ha-Torah. That is the main focus in the study of Torah. She'al yidei ze, by studying Torah, yusur chalos tumas ha-nachash, we should get rid of the disease of the poison of the nachash. Because we will cleave to Hashem, Hashoichen b'soich oisius ha-Torah, who dwells in the letters of Torah. V'oz yisparadu kopi ali oven, and then all forces of evil will disappear. Kilei gocha rak sivkom, as we said earlier, ra cannot connect in a place where there's kedusha. V'al yidei zeh, yavi mashiach b'meher b'meinu, through this type of Torah study, Mashiach will come speedily in our days. Zeu. Maybe should we take it up here? You know what? My voice is disappearing here. I think.